Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What was life like before the fall into sin? It was perfect. There were no quarrels, no fights, no disease, no pain, no hatred, no grudges, no snow, no ice, no accidents, no sweat, no weeds, no thistles, no thorns. Man sinned and God said, "Accursed be the soil because of you. With suffering or pain, you will get your food from the ground. You shall have sweat on your brow every day of life, and the soil will bring forth thorns and thistles for you." In our Lenten series, we are looking at the curses that became a reality because of sin, and how each one of those curses has been met and reversed by our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me start by saying that work is not part of the curse. Having created man in Genesis 2, it says God placed him in the garden to work it and to care for it. But because of sin and the curse, all work is now stressful. When's the last time you sweat? Was it because of hard work? The hot sun, drinking coffee, getting ready to take a test because the boss called you in? Was it when you got bad news about your health or the health of someone you love? When the bills came in and you knew the money was short? When you were laid off? When you encountered friction in the family or at work? When you saw the police lights behind you or the bully in front of you? Do you ever have trouble sleeping at night? Medical doctors put together a list of 100 things that cause us stress. Speaking primarily of adults, it says, number one, the death of a spouse, divorce, marriage separation. Four was a jail term, the death of a close relative or friend, injury, disease, or illness, marriage, fired from a job, marriage reconciliation, and retirement for the top 10. But what I found interesting in researching it was there's also a list of 100 things that are stressful for teenagers. You can tell this is the current list. It's school, family breakdown, body image, finances, criticism, popularity, their siblings, change, romantic relationship, and I'm surprised it's 10 and not higher, cyber bullying. We each find ourselves living in the world and in the flesh. St. Paul says that he had a thorn in the flesh. It is important for us to note that Paul called his thorn a messenger of Satan. And the Bible teaches that all disease, all pain, all groaning, all sighing, referred to in tonight's psalm, came into the world because of sin. And that God's original creation did not include disease or death. People do not get sick and die because God wills it. People become sick and die because our world has been cursed because of sin. So what was Paul's thorn in the flesh? We don't know. Some say an eye disorder because in the Galatians he writes with such large letters. Some say malaria because it was so common in that region of the world. Others say epilepsy. The truth is, thorns come in all kinds of sizes and shapes. Migraine headaches, bad backs, arthritis, depression, anxiety, shingles, a difficult marriage, an impossible boss, the inability to have children, a child who's hooked on drugs. Thorns vary in size and shape and length and severity. But I would say most of us have at least one thorn on any given day. Is there anyone here who would suggest the reality of our world does not include sweat and thorns? When we face the reality of sin and the consequences of sin, we are fortunate to know we have a God who knows, a God who cares, and a God who is powerful. We are fortunate that we not only know the cause, but the cure. In the first week, we saw that part of the curse was death. It seems to me it's easy for people to feel helpless in the face of death. What they may not realize is that we're just as helpless when we experience the thorns and sweat of life as well. And that's why Paul prayed 3 times, God, please remove this thorn from me. But God said to Paul, Paul, my grace is all that you need. My grace is sufficient for you. And so it is. God enables us to cope with sweat and thorns and thistles through the grace extended to us in Jesus Christ. I submit to you that in this world, the best way in which love is expressed is through sweat. When the Bible tells us that God loves us, it doesn't mean he gets some sort of gushy feeling inside when he thinks about us. And when God considered his wayward world sweltering in sweat and tied up in thistles and thorns, he didn't send a dozen roses. He extended his patience and infinite kindness by sending his son, who was spit upon, became the target of ridicule, and suffered a horrendous death. The days are drawing near when our Lord will endure his assigned fate at the hands of angry men. Down the dusty roads from Galilee to Jerusalem, he travels. The one who was God, who is God, humbled himself for us. He denied himself the rights of heaven. And now he's on his way to Jerusalem to finish the job. He's on his way to Jerusalem to meet people determined to put him to death by trickery and deceit. And Jesus is on his way to earn our redemption by sweat. His sweat was like great drops of blood. Can you imagine praying so hard? Can you imagine enduring God's wrath against sin? And yet, even as he sweats great drops as of blood, his prayer is, yet not my will, but yours be done. He finishes praying, and then there's betrayal. betrayal by one of his own. Confronted by a greed for power and a thirst for death, all of his disciples scatter. Text says they bind Jesus and lead him away. They scourge him, they beat him, they make sport of him, and then they put on the crown of thorns. The Lord of Lords, our Lord, sweats and wears a crown of thorns. He does so for one reason, to bring the curse to an end. To win for us a life where it says there will be no more scorching heat, no more crying, pain, or death. The curse is rooted in our sinfulness. The curse is real. Life in this world is hard. It's difficult. It's sweaty. It's stressful. But so great was the love that was on that cross as Jesus sweat and wore that crown to win our redemption. Sin and its curse is the beginning of the story. The rest of the story is the cross, the crown, the Christ, and our redemption. The curse is removed. Amen. Peace of God, which transcends our understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Jesus Christ. Amen.